They look really white. They look good.
Shh, the movie's starting.
What's happening now? Oh. Gets me every time. This is too loud.
Podcasting to you from a cave of solitude.
I feel discombobulated.
In a bunker. Far, far away so that we don't get sued for using all of this. What's the word?
Footage?
Not footage, but this licensed music that we do not have the right...
interlude?
Yes, we do not have the right to use, but I don't care. I'm going to do it. This is the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast, coming to you from the megacity metropolis of Toronto. I am your host, Eric Anthony. And with me, help me, Lady J, you're our only hope. Staff J in the building.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Are you hugging me?
Should we mute the music now?
This is crazy. Here? You know, the thing is, this is an epic movie theme.
Yes.
But it always, no matter how many times I watch this movie, it always catches me off guard.
So good, right?
And then I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I drop things. Like I feel like I can't hear my own thoughts. It just all the time.
Do the hairs on your arms and the back of your neck stand when you hear those horns just blowing?
My ear drums get blown out.
That's
I jump. I always jump.
I think I saw you plugging your ears when it was playing yesterday. Am I right? Was it just too much for you?
I don't think I plugged my ears yesterday, but I have been known to do that. You know, sometimes when I'm jumpy. I get jumpy sometimes. Not particular and that's the thing. I know I'm gonna go watch Star Wars, but I always forget that that's gonna happen. I always forget about the yellow brick road.
The yellow brick road. The crawl.
It catches me off guard, and I'm like, uh oh, and then I'm just like. And then I have to try to read, and then it's like racing, and it's like I'm skipping lines, and then no wonder I have a hard time following the movie. I don't know how it began. It throws me. So that's why I'm... Hi, it's Lady J, y'all.
There you go. That's what we're waiting for. That's all we're waiting for. Just say hello. So, obviously, based off of the intro to this episode 103, it is time to celebrate another episode into the Star Wars mythology. This Friday or Thursday, December 14th, December 15th, whichever day you went to watch The Last Jedi, it's officially been released 2017. We saw it opening day, opening afternoon.
Are you loud too now? I don't know.
I'm speaking a little bit louder than usual.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was me again.
I got my show personality. Okay,
go please. Yeah.
Okay. So, it's finally arrived after a lot of anticipation, 2 years of waiting for the sequel to The Force Awakens. It is here. It has finally happened. We've seen it. The critics love it. It is a critical smash. I'm sure it's going to be a financial blockbuster as well, because it was Friday afternoon and the theater was unusually filled. More than we're used to with the theater that we go to. We kind of go there because it's like kind of like our little secret.
Yeah.
But they were doing reservations for seats yesterday. Mm-hmm. So you know this is a hit when that's happening. We are going to get into spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say. So you can't complain. If you haven't seen The Last Jedi, I'm going to release this the following week that the movie comes out. So it'll be like...
Why not so soon? No.
Well, you know what? Give people a chance to go watch the movie. Let's let the weekend pass.
Yeah, but that's fine. But if you're not going to want to hear it, then most people are just not going to download it. But you can upload it however soon you want.
True,
right?
True enough. I just feel like people... Just so that you're not, so like, let's say Monday, Tuesday, this will be up of the following week of...
This coming Monday.
This coming Monday, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, give people a little bit of time that if they see this posted and they... Spoilers. We're going to get into everything. So if you're a listener to The Cave of Solitude and you haven't seen Last Jedi, don't listen unless you want the movie to be ruined for you. So before we get into all of that, Miss Lady J, the Butter Pecan Princess herself, remember our last episode we talked about the Fox-Marvel merger?
I thought you were going to say Fox and the Hound. No. So what happened?
It happened.
Yeah.
$54.2 billion.
What do you do with all that money?
You buy Fox properties. So that means all of the Marvel characters are coming back.
I think home. If I had that much money, I would become a superhero.
Would you?
I think I would. I would. Who can stop me?
Who would you stop? I don't even think you'd become a superhero. I think you'd become like a vigilante of people that pissed you off. You would rectify the pissing of the off is what you would do. Right? I don't think you would go fight crime. Because if you yeah. heard a story of like they asked for it, they shouldn't have been out doing stupid things, then you'd be like, I'm sorry. But if you heard like there was a predator in the area that was hurting women... Or animals,
yeah.
you would go and kick their ass.
Yeah,
that kind of be.
I
your,
think that's
your
a
shtick.
Little bit more true to nature. There, that, yeah, that makes. What I'm saying is that if I had that kind of money, I think I'd want to do something with it. You know,
that's what Disney's doing. They're bringing magic to the screen and to the hearts of young and old people alike.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like. Disney's almost taking over too much. It's a little scary. But anyway.
They've taken over the world. Ugh. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
You can't, ABC is Disney. ESPN is Disney. Now the Simpsons are going to be Disney.
Superheroes. And you see that Star logo, Wars. How they had everyone from the leg? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like they snatched them out of their own will.
They got them all. You know,
it was just the way it was even portrayed, the announcement of it. It looked like they were just...
Purchased.
Snatching.
That's it. So, we were speculating in the last episode, right? In length. But before we get into the crux of the Last Jedi review, which we're going to go into great detail, is there a... Marvel property that you want to see redone now that it could be done with Marvel Studios? Like, do you want to see Wolverine in the Avengers? Do you want to see a proper X-Men movie?
Why are you clawing?
I'm talking about Wolverine. The claws are coming out. Or do you just like, meh, I don't care for any of that stuff anymore?
I don't know. I think I'm a little, if they did do something with it, I would obviously... Watch it, support it, do something with it. But there is already a lot that has happened, so I'm not in a rush for them to like, okay, now they have them, let's do something with it. And I'm a little bit over it.
Yeah.
A bit.
Got it. Would you subscribe to a streaming service that was Disney, Fox, and all of that? Seeing all the stuff that you'd get with it? I mean, you get a lot of good content.
Like what?
You'd have all the Star Wars, you'd have all the Indiana Jones, you'd have all the Marvel movies, you'd have all of the Disney movies.
I have all this stuff, though.
You'd have all the television shows on ABC. Because remember, they're all going to get off of Netflix. So half of the content you watch on Netflix, you won't have any access to. Potentially. You know what I mean?
So I almost have no choice.
I'm saying, would you
That's what
give
I'm saying,
in?
That's what Disney's doing.
That's what they're doing.
They're monopolizing.
You got it. I'm just sipping on some Baileys. We have to have a little. I like when you sip on a drink during the podcast.
Me?
Yeah.
You know you don't.
I do. I don't like when you play with the ice cubes.
I don't play with ice cubes. What? They just trickle back into the glass.
I just like that it smooths you out. Dap J gets soft.
Am I looking smooth? Am I soft?
You're looking smooth and clean because you just got out of the shower too. You're not looking so dusty. Okay, so no particular thing that excites you about that merger. Just like,
I don't know, maybe I should, but I'm not.
That's okay. You don't gotta be. Yeah. You don't gotta be.
I see it as a power move from Disney, and it doesn't feel like a like a happy power move. It's more like we're just taking over power move. You know what I mean? Mm. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of a shadow over that. Mm. That for me.
On the Magic Kingdom, there's a little shadow over it.
Yeah, you know how there's like always a bad guy? Mm. Yeah. I feel like Disney is like...
twirling the mustache right now.
Yeah, they have like this... yeah, they're twirling a mustache.
First Fox, next the world. Ugh. You think it's Pinky and the Brain up in the head office? They're Warner Brothers, actually. Before I get ahead
of myself. But yeah, I feel like that's...
that's what's happening. Mm. Hmm. Interesting. We'll see what happens. Hopefully the product is good. Speaking of product being good, a couple years ago, Disney made a big purchase of Lucasfilms. They acquired...
that was the beginning of, right? Like, those taking overs, no?
I think they first did Marvel. I think they first did Marvel.
But for it to be Lucasfilms, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Like, whoa.
Yeah, because Star Wars has so much... such a big universe in itself with so many characters, and you can, you know, in books and comics and cartoons and movies and video games, like, and then along with that you got the Indiana Jones thing that they could use as well. I don't know how, what they're doing with that particularly, but they bought the Lucasfilms. Everyone got excited because lots of promise for the Star Wars franchise.
And do you think it's delivered since then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think The Force Awakens was a return to form. I thought Rogue One was a movie that didn't need to be made, or a story that didn't really need to be told, because mm-hmm. we kind of knew how it ended, and it was a really good film, considering that you look at it like, why?
So it was unnecessary, but you were grateful for it.
Yeah.
Telling.
Yeah, for a movie that was kind of like wedging it into the mythos, it's like, wow, that was great. That was such a great add-on to kind of what we already know, but thank you for extrapolating that story and telling us what happened in between, right, all these years. So, mm-hmm. excuse me, so far I've been very, very pleased with the Star Wars universe and the extended universe and the comic books. The Marvel comic books from Star Wars is probably the best thing that they've done.
So do they own Back to the Future?
No, that's Universal Studios.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what they own anymore. This is so much.
Yeah.
I don't know who's with who, so I can't really answer that question. Like, oh, who do you look forward to seeing? I don't know, because there's too many, and I don't know if they're with them or with not there yet, or they're going to eventually take the... I have no idea.
Right.
So I can't really answer your question. How about you?
I think I would be interested in seeing how they approach the X-Men.
Don't you feel that this has been done, like, overly done, though?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I really think time needs to go by before they start going into that, tapping into that again.
Yeah.
Like, I want to forget. Yeah. And I think what's happened... See, you asked me the question. I don't know how to answer it. I ask you the question, I answer it.
You should do a podcast all on your own. Just answer your own questions.
I feel like they've done so much in such a short period of time that me as the viewer or consumer, I'm always going to unknowingly compare it to what's already been done. I think enough time needs to go by where I forget. So I can't compare. Mm. I mean, I know it will always be there.
Right.
But you know how there's like Batman 66. Right. And then there's Batman like 89.
Right.
Like, you'll still compare, but you'll be like, wow, this is completely...
yes.
This is
the tone, everything. Yeah. You separate
them. You need enough of a span of time to go by to allow change to be accepted.
Right.
And I find that it's just overly, it starts with the C, not condensed. Anyway, it's just overly done where... it's
convoluted.
Just, it's just back to back to back to back. I haven't been able to forget what disaster has happened or what they've tried to fix. And there's so many, right? There's this, and then there's that, and then there's the movie to undo everything that was done. Yeah. So it's just, they need to just cool it for now, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. I mean, they don't have to, and they can do anything they want, but because it's so much already in the zeitgeist of, like, Hugh Jackman being Wolverine, I mean, we know he's done the role, he's finished with it, but there's so many he's done it from. This is 17 years worth of movie-making history of X-Men, yeah, right? Yeah,
in the Logan features, special features, he said that his, like, his firstborn was just born when he did the first...
Yeah.
Like, appearance of Wolverine, and now they're, like...
graduating high school.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, whoa, that puts things into perspective a little bit.
Yeah, really, it does. We were in high school when the first X-Men came out. Like, that's how far it goes back, right? Certain things I feel nowadays work better in the serialized format when they choose the right characters to do it with.
Right.
I think Daredevil is a perfect example of doing that.
So is Daredevil on Netflix now? That's all you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
No. Not yet. This is all things that they're talking about. But
eventually.
Potentially, yes. This could happen. This could happen. Yes. It could become like a its own streaming service that's strictly Disney.
Yeah. But they own Daredevil.
Disney does.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes. They own that, for sure. They own it all now. All their stuff. What's cool about it is all their stuff comes back to them, right? It's not.
Right.
Nobody can mess with what it should be. Now they can control all of their characters, and what'll be cool is that a lot of times the comics reflect what the other media is doing, which is going to be interesting. They're going to bring back the Fantastic Four and the comic
books. I'm still trying to understand the good thing about this whole thing.
Did you switch this with me? That's incredible. You switched that. I was going to take a sip of my Bailey's. And I'm like, when did I finish this? That was good. That's a sleight of hand. I didn't know you had that skill. Sleight of hand, non-shakeable Daphne. That's why she doesn't shake hands. She's sleight of hand. Easy. All right. No more talking about Marvel and Fox.
But can I get some more Baileys?
You can get some more Baileys.
We'll be back after these messages.
We are back. Daph J is refilled with the Baileys. And we are good to go. That was good. I still can't get over the sleight of hand. Okay. So... Last Jedi. Shall we proceed to get into this?
To give you what you need? Sure.
Yeah. Take it easy, Puffy. What was your anticipation level? I like to ask that question before.
I was excited.
You're excited.
Well, because the last time...
Mm-hmm.
Funny, I couldn't remember how the last movie ended until I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
But I remember when I first watched the... first movie, I was excited at the very end. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's Skywalker. You know right. what I mean? And you see the metal hand, and then you see like he's like rough and like aged, and like there's some kind of weight and history in his face, and I just saw wisdom and I saw power, and I'm just like, he's right there. And then the lightsaber comes back to him, and it's like. And then done. It's like, what? So the anticipation was real.
Right.
Yeah.
Was this on the level of when you saw the Joker card flipped in Batman Begins? Where it's like, I need to see that next scene. Where does this go?
Yeah, it was very on the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the same level.
Okay.
I remember walking out of Batman Begins and thinking like, I don't want to get into a car accident. I'm just going to try to live a very peaceful, calm life the next couple of years. I don't want to get into no, like...
Don't leave the house. Just go to work. Come home. We got to watch a movie.
Yeah. I got to make it to the movie. Yeah.
So did you have preconceived theories? Like, what were the things in your head from when you watched The Force Awakens that you wanted answered, thinking that you'd have... some sort of, you'd be on the road to answering those questions.
We were going to find out who Rey was, what her backstory was,
okay,
where she came from.
Mm-hmm. What did you think? What did you think it was in your mind?
Well, I've never read them personally, but I know that Han and Leia end up having twins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought.
Right.
There was some kind of family drama where someone kind of got left behind because perhaps for their safety, because of one guy was steering into the dark side, for the safety of one, they separated them.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be revealed that she was herself a Skywalker.
Right.
And or an Obi-Wan lineage,
mm-hmm.
something or the other. I don't know.
She'd have a Kenobi bloodline connection.
Yeah, because she had all of these, you know, abilities, and she had, you know, some kind of understanding with the tech part, like mm-hmm. Han did. You know what I mean? Like she was a pilot, and
mm-hmm. you know, all of these skills that just came naturally to her.
Yeah, but they were all familiar. Or resonated to some of these main characters that we grew up watching for the past 30 years plus, right?
Right.
So I thought she had some kind of connection. And that's what I was hoping to find out this time around.
Ooh, okay, me as well. I think everybody was that was huge speculation for 2 years. Who she is, this person. Oh, if you look at what they do here in this scene, it's very similar to that person. And it was...
And also, I think, too... What happened to Finn, right? Because I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But when they showed him in that hospital pod thing, I'm like, oh yeah, he was injured.
That's right.
And they haven't seen each other, perhaps. Yes. So now I want to know what his outcome is going to be. Is he going to wake up reprogrammed and now mm-hmm. he's a bad guy? Is mm-hmm. he going to wake up looking for Rey? Is he going to wake up at all? Like, I had no idea.
Right.
R2 just woke up in the last movie.
Right.
So what is he going to contribute in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Han died.
Yep.
That was a big deal.
Spoilers.
So I just... There's a lot of questions that the first one left me with. But I wasn't disappointed because I knew that the saga would continue and I would get my questions answered.
Right, right. Another one for me, everything you said, I wanted to know. Another one for me was who Snoke was.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to figure out how did this guy ascend to power to be able to restore the order or the empire, whatever they're calling it now, First Order. And was he connected to anybody that we may have seen before or been... refer to, you know, was he...
Like the way Palpatine turned out to something. Be the Emperor?
Right.
Kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Was this somebody that we may know about? Like, where did he come from for him to take this position and to be going against the rebellion? What's his history with that? Mm-hmm. So there's those type of things where I'm like, okay, we're gonna figure this out
right.
this time around. And the other thing, too, was what were Luke's first words going to be to Rey? Like, what that relationship
sure.
was
yeah.
going to be like.
Yeah.
Were any of those questions answered for you?
No.
No. No. Not a one.
Not a one.
Not a one. There's a reference to, spoilers, here we go, Rey's parents being nobodies. Just being people from a desert planet who were alcoholics that traded her in to continue their habit, basically. And she became a enslaved scrap junk finder. That became her lot in life, which doesn't explain any of her abilities, her instincts that she's got, which I guess someone could argue you don't need to explain it. She's just got the Force is strong with her. That's good enough. Are you cool with that?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not cool with a lot of things. I just feel like I'm the Grinch of movie critics. Like, I always just have something to complain about.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I was not that you're the Grinch of movie critics. It's more that me and Martin always talk about this, Martin Slam Duncan from Fastball Special, that we don't want to spend time breaking down or criticizing things you don't like, right? So this not that this episode is going to be like a crapping on a movie.
Well, speak for yourself.
Right. Well, you are in the lead all by yourself.
No, what I'm saying is, I guess I understand and appreciate what you and Slam are talking about, but you can't ignore.
No.
You can't ignore it.
No.
So I don't think that necessarily makes you someone who is a dumper or an unfair critic, but, you know, sometimes facts are facts, right? Some things were good, some things were not.
Yeah.
And if we're not even going to address it, why bring it up in the first place?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I left the theater being entertained. I enjoyed a lot of things that I saw in the movie. I got excited for certain scenes and interactions between characters. But I didn't leave the theater. I left the theater feeling a little confused with what had happened.
You sound confused.
Yeah, I'm confused. confused with what had happened, what the point was to certain things. And not really sure of my overall, like, did I like that? Or am I leaving here feeling like, what just happened? You definitely know what the goal of the movie is, like story-wise, plot-wise, what they're after or what they're trying to get away from, right? You know that they're caught in a confrontation, the rebellion, or what do they call themselves in this one?
The rebellion. Don't tell me. No, I'm serious. Don't tell me. I want to know. They are called the...
There's the First Order.
I know it.
Oh, it starts with an R. I got it in my head now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds. Anyways, so the First Order is on the tail of not the rebellion, but the
rebels.
Rebels are the rebellion. Dork. The resistance.
Resistance. Yes, that's right.
So they've kind of found out where their hideout is. It's pretty much, it's kind of very familiar to Empire Strikes Back, where they found out their base. They've got to escape their base. They're on the run, but this time around, the First Order really's got their number. Right, you see a great opening sequence with Poe fighting off the, oh, what did they call it in that thing? Not the destroyer.
They were cannons or something.
Yeah, and he was shooting down all the cannons.
Hey, did you realize BB-8?
Yeah.
He dons the same colors as the pilots.
Yeah, you're right.
He's orange and white.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Well, there's a tidbit from Daft J.
That's what I think.
Yeah, no, I agree.
There you go.
I think it is definitely part of that color scheme. That's a great opening scene. What did he call that thing that he destroyed? Not a destroyer. There's something else. Started with a D2. We're not getting our facts right now.
Could also be the Baileys.
But... It could be. But you're the one with the double shot. And a little bit of mine. So that's a great opening sequence. I love seeing, you know, the dogfights in space with the different spaceships.
You know why I like that too? I agree with you 100% because I think that is the epitome of the theme of the movie.
Yeah.
They're warring in space.
Yes.
The stars are there and there's war.
Yes.
And I thought that, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So that I was all excited for. I was totally engaged and on board immediately with everything that was happening. I was excited. I couldn't wait to see the next scenes. And, oh, there's this story happening. There's that story happening. I wanted to. And I was engaged through the whole movie. I think when I...
But see, I think I was engaged throughout the whole movie like yourself because I was hoping for some explanation.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to miss it, so let me pay attention.
Yes.
Well, maybe this means something, or maybe something's going to happen, or this infinity mirror...
Yes.
Where is this going to lead us?
Right?
And then I'm just like...
It just was red herring.
So before you continue, I know I cut you off. You kind of alluded to the fact that you were like, you had this anticipation of like things are happening. You were engaged right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
For myself, you know that moment when Rey gave Luke the saber?
Yeah.
And he had it in his hand?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, yes, we're back there. It's gonna happen.
Yes.
And then he just threw it over his shoulder?
Yeah.
That's what I kind of felt in this movie. It's like, I was like, the last thing I saw was her encounter with Luke on the top of this island, and it's momentous and it's powerful and things are just going to start. And, you know, we found him. We found the last Jedi. And where are we going to go from here? And then it was like, meh.
Yeah, yeah. And I laughed really hard because I'm like, you know what? I really liked that scene initially. Because I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's a toss to all the people like myself or whoever else are speculating on what's it going to be? What's he going to say? What's the training going to be like? Everyone's watching the trailers and they pause the trailer and they're like, oh, look, that's this guy. That's this guy that's sitting on the where Rey is practicing with the lightsaber. Is that a Yoda up there that's watching her? And what was that? And, you know, why was Luke? Looked like he was about to cry.
That's everyone's too much for me.
Everyone's breaking it down, right?
Just...
And I love that he takes this lightsaber and tosses it. Like, you know what? It's not going to go the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that kind of made me... Yeah, okay. All right. I like that. That's cool. It was funny. But then I was kind of like... No, at the same time, no. That's not... I'm not cool with that. This is a pretty dramatic scene. He could have just sent it right back to her. You know, like, here, you keep that. I don't want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. But it was like a thing to play for laughs a little bit. That kind of made me, as I watched the rest of the movie, I'm like, oh, that first moment with Luke and Rey is kind of something I should have tapped into to know what a lot of other portions of this movie were going to be like. Right. And going forward, I liked everything I was seeing. I liked the characters they introduced. I liked the character progression.
Like whom? Do you like how I added the M to that?
Yes, the whom.
I made it sound intelligent.
I liked the fact that initially Finn, once he woke up and saw the predicament that the Resistance was in with what the First Order was going to do, he was trying to get in contact with Rey to protect her. Even though it seemed like he was being a coward and leaving and escaping, I like that his thing was, I gotta find my friend.
His intentions were good.
Yeah, like, I don't want her to come back to this and be captured by them. I have to warn her. And I like that he went off on a side mission with Rose, the person who caught him getting into the escape pod.
Can I say there were a lot of Asians in this movie?
Yeah, yeah, you could say that.
However, there was a lot of Asians. There was a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of women, mm-hmm, who were pilots, who were, mm-hmm, you know, the next person in power. There was a lot of women.
There were.
That came into play. No Hispanics. Can I just say that? Where are my people
what
represented?
What about Oscar Isaac? Is he not a Hispanic? Poe? He kind of looks Hispanic.
I don't know.
No, he's not, I don't think.
I think you... Isn't he like... I don't know what he is. I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to be extremely wrong. But where are the Latinos?
So those of you... You got Finn, who's African-American.
Yeah.
You
got a slew of women.
He's not American, but yes, you got a slew
of
women.
He's black. We can say he's black. Yeah.
You got your Asians. You've got your women. You've got your...
And they were heroines too, right?
They were. They played major roles.
Yeah, they did.
But no Latinos?
No.
What about the guy from
hey, man.
The Jedi? The guy with Jedi with the little grin on his face.
With those jowls?
What's his name? I forget his name. And he's
but he reminds me of my tío Carlos.
See, there's representation. If he reminds you of an uncle, you can't say you're not represented. Every time you see him, you shout out. There you go.
Anyway, yeah, there was a lot of women and a lot of Asians. There was a mix. There was a mix.
You're making this a racial discussion?
I'm just saying.
You want your Latinos represented.
Everyone has a party. I'm not being political or anything, right? But I've been following a lot of a lot of things that are happening.
Yeah.
The temperature of things. And I feel like Latinos aren't really represented as much.
How do you know there weren't Latino stormtroopers?
I don't know. But if they made it a point to have certain cultures stand out, why didn't they do that with Hispanics?
Are you feeling ways?
Is my question. That's all.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm not offended. I'm just wondering, right?
That's a good question.
But maybe you're right. Maybe Poe is some kind of
Mediterranean. You're wrong.
Is he Mediterranean, maybe?
Listen. Benicio del Toro. Booyah. His last name is Del Toro. His first name's Benicio. If there is ever a Latino represented, checkmate.
Doesn't he remind you of like a high Brad Pitt? Like a stoned Brad Pitt?
The Latino Brad Pitt.
No, stoned.
Yes.
Like he's just droopy, very like laxicage. What's that word?
Lackadaisical?
Yeah, and like slurry and like kind of like sway.
Yeah, I
agree. Like the way I'm feeling right now. Yeah,
it's soft. So there we go. I'm happy we got onto that tangent to try to find
just the Latino. One guy.
Okay, what was his purpose in this movie?
Can I get into this now?
Yeah, get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, now we're gonna boom.
So.
All right, getting into it.
Look, I was gonna write this in a book yesterday, but half of my face was gonna fall off. Who are Rey's parents? We don't know.
We don't know.
We still don't know.
No.
So what was the point of even making that a thing in this movie? I should have written this stuff down. See, I knew this was gonna happen. Okay, look, my gripe with this movie is I feel like they made a lot of things out of nothing. Mm-hmm. There was no point to a lot of things.
Yeah.
One of them being, was, you know, when Maz said, you gotta find this guy on this planet and he has a purple something or the other pendant and you gotta find him and he's the best, you know, sneak attack guy.
Code breaker.
And, yeah. You know, they think they find him, can't get to him, and then Benicio is introduced. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe that is the real guy, but yeah. Maybe someone took his purple pendant.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, he's that and he's this, and it turns out that he... I'm spoiling it all over the place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, spoil it all over the place.
And then it turns out that he kind of... backstab them. Mm-hmm. He was a traitor. Mm-hmm. He made his own deal on the side. And it's like, well, why are we talking about this guy? Like, he's going to be able to save this whole situation when really nothing happened with him.
Yeah.
Or we got to get to the alignment thing because that's how we're going to be able to do this. And they finally get there, but nothing happens with the alignment thing because they never actually got to destroy it the way they had in mind. So that nothing transpired after that.
And
the fact that Luke, you know, said, I felt the darkness in him, so I thought I should take him out, but I felt ashamed, so I didn't. And then Ben sees it, and he's like, oh my goodness, you were going to kill me? How dare you? And
that
then,
was kind of
And it's like,
me.
Wait a minute. Like, so you guys just had a miscommunication.
Yeah, led to all this.
And all this happened because of that one moment? You guys can say...
That was a little weak.
It was just a lot of stuff happening, but with no actual resolution.
Yeah, that was a little weak. You see, when you brought up now the Benicio del Toro, these first two movies are not exactly like, but they are literally recreating the first trilogy, right? Where you've got the New Hope and The Force Awakens. There's obvious comparisons there. Hero, unlikely hero from a desert planet, is a good pilot, has the Force, not a Jedi, but is able to take down the super star destroyer.
We're done.
We're done, the Baileys.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
So you got... All right, well, take it easy. I'm so happy this isn't a video podcast right now. So you got the obvious comparisons of Force Awakens to A New Hope. It's very clear. There are obvious differences in the fact that certain characters are eliminated.
Okay, can I interrupt you for a second? Try not to lose your thought. I was talking to my boss, and he's like, what is with this Star Wars thing? Like, why is it so hot? And I'm explaining it to him, and then he's like, but they don't sound original. They sound like just the same, what did he say? Idiotic? I don't know.
Derivative?
He used the word like moronic.
Oh, okay.
Repetitious story, like there's no originality. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I suppose he's right in a way, because like you said, like there's the new, it's like a New Hope remake, and then it's like the Last Jedi remake, and it's like, I think we may have alluded to this in past podcasts, but like, is that tiresome to you?
That was the thing when I was watching this film. I'm like, oh, this isn't like Empire. But now when I sit and think about it, it's like they're trying to recreate the same.
Even to say like, oh, there was conflict in Darth Vader. Yes. There's conflict in Ben. It's like, we're really telling the same story again.
Yeah, that they really are. They really are telling the same story again. And the Benicio del Toro character, like when they went to that Las Vegas-esque planet where they were looking for the code cracker that turned out to be Benicio del Toro.
Was it really him though?
I don't know if it was really him or not, but when they went there, it reminded me of Leia, Han, and Chewie going to Lando's city in the sky.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. And going there we're going to recharge, we're going to this. Oh, I know the guy.
And then he turns.
He turns, right? And that's what Benicio del Toro did. He helped them to a point, and then when things went the opposite way, Lando, you know, made a deal. But there was, he had to forcefully make a deal to save his city.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately regretted it and turned on it and helped the crew. Even though there was a loss in Han Solo being given to Boba Fett to bring back to Jabba, whatever. If it wasn't for Lando, he kind of rescued them and said, okay, we're gonna rectify this. So there was a forward movement in saying, in this whole journey, in this epic, this story, we're adding characters here who have a history with the characters we've got, right? Whereas in this one, you had the exact same sort of moment of double cross where it benefited the First Order, but there wasn't any sort of resolution from Benicio del Toro saying, you know what, I let them think they double-crossed me. And that would obviously be too similar to Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
So it's like they wanted to do all those things, those hallmarks that Empire Strikes Back has in the training with Yoda and the training with Luke.
See, and that's the other thing I was going to say. The whole thing of, oh, I'm going to train you. Did it even happen? I don't even know if it happened. And if it happened, I was kind of like, is she missing a step?
Right.
Like, why was that even introduced if we're not going to see it through? Or the fact that Luke was even in this movie. Because then at the end, he wasn't even really there? And then he just kind of disappeared?
I liked his death. Yeah, spoilers. Luke ghosts at the end.
But like,
he sways.
Why? How does it... That's funny. But why? Like, why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, literally out of thin air, does that happen? Or, he never left the island? What was the point of finding him if in the, like, he could have just, you know, mystically Jedi'd himself into any situation from the last movie and should have taken care of it then? I don't know.
He didn't know what was happening, right? Now he's informed, he knows where people are. And he's aware of all of that.
So. But he didn't want to know where anyone was. So what was the point of even introducing him? You know what I mean?
Like, that was the thing. I felt like there was a lot of...
He's the face of this movie. The Skywalker family is the face of this. But it almost felt like it was unnecessary almost.
It just felt like everything you set up and anticipated for...
It wasn't purposeful.
Yeah. Everything you anticipated from what they left unresolved.
They even burned the Jedi library.
They didn't burn it.
But I thought they did.
No, no. If you noticed at the end of the movie when they're on the Millennium Falcon and he pulls out the drawer and gets a blanket, all the books are inside the Millennium Falcon. Rey took them. Rey took them with her. Yeah. Okay. That was a little...
Well, anyway, still, but the intent was to burn it. And Yoda even did it himself. He just figured... And then, also, this is the first time, I think, maybe I'm wrong, that they refer to the Jedi as being a religion.
No, it wasn't the first time, but... No?
When?
No. It was when in
the New Hope... Don't tell me it's...
A New Hope, the guy that Vader chokes out, he says, I don't need to hear about your ancient religion.
Yes, that's true. Right? That's true. That's so, true.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. And he choked him out. He
choked him out. So, you make a good point. They do certain things, I feel. There's a lot of conveniences taken that are never understood or addressed in a way that...
They're just not explained. And if you don't want to explain it, that's fine. But just don't put it in the pot then if you're not going to... You know what I mean? Like, just leave it out. Don't talk about it. Why was this whole... The whole thing about her parents, to just be like, well, nothing really. They're just junkies or something.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's almost like everything...
You made me... You know what it was? It was almost like a Rogue One situation. You made me invest into all these people for them to them just be nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like... Anything that the fans, what do the fans think was going to happen? Oh, they think it could be this. They think it could be that. They want to see that Snoke is possibly this person. Don't do any of it. And it was like, okay, you didn't want to appease any group of people to make them right or be led by what the fans' theories were. But at the same time, you can't just make Ben or Kylo Ren and Rey be able to force communicate when we've never seen this before, unless there's some sort of...
I mean, they explained that part in the movie when Snoke said, how do you think that happened?
Yes,
okay, so there was some kind of explanation.
That's true. I give you credit. That's right.
Nonetheless, okay, yes. And...
Yeah, that's true. I agree. You bring up a good point. I'm wrong. That is the way that they explained it. So while I was watching the movie, I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
But even still, like, their interaction was just a little bit bizarre. And then for that to be enough for her to come over there and for him to be like, join me, and her to be like, no, and then him to be like, well, I'm so sorry, but I'm not really, and I'm now gonna be the major honcho bad guy.
Yeah,
it was just, you know,
he's fulfilling the role of what Darth Vader never did, right? He actually taking over the whole empire, or the First Order as they call it now. When in now I know I could be completely off, because I didn't watch all of the animated series of Star Wars, and I didn't read every novel or every comic book that's tied into the continuity now. But when did Yoda was able to call lightning from the sky?
I don't know.
Right? Yeah, I'm just, there's just certain things. It's like, when...
Maybe in the afterlife of a Jedi, you got even more Jedi-y.
Jedi?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't they do it before? They could have helped them up before.
You know,
what I'm saying? Like, when Luke was being struck by the lightning of the Emperor, why didn't a couple of those guys Swayze on in and shoot some lightning then? Like, it wasn't something you did, right? They're adding to it. But it's one of those things where it's like, you can't just throw this in there because it's cool now.
I don't know.
There's got to be some sort of rules to the... You know what I mean?
It was a little bizarre. I didn't know the pit she fell into.
And what did she fall into?
That infinity mirror.
Which was exactly what Luke did on the Dagobah system.
When he cut off Vader's head and it turned out to be his own face.
Yeah, it was that same moment, right?
Was it really?
It was.
Yeah,
it's that same thing, like going in to discover yourself, seeing what potentially is the darkness in you and not getting, you know, not sure of the answer you want to get. Once you are disturbed by it, you leave. I gotta go and face him. There's hope in him. I know there is. It's the exact same conversation that Luke had with Yoda. I gotta go help my friends. I gotta face Vader. I gotta go face Kylo. It was mirror image, infinity mirror image, if you will.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have a problem with because I like the legacy of it all. I do. But I felt like, so are we always gonna watch these movies with hope, loss, and then the next one is going to be we win. Because if they won in the Return of the Jedi, what time of peace was there? Or was this just an ongoing fight between the rebellion and the Empire, fighting for survival?
Yeah, and you know what?
You know what I mean? You know, like, what did they win in the Jedi?
You know what I'm thinking? Like, the galaxy is a big place. Like, why don't they just move?
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm just trying to figure this out. Like, I love Star Wars. I'm a huge fan.
I'm going to buy this movie. I'm going to watch it again.
And I just feel like, I think they're so, you know how you say that DC puts everything on their Batman?
Mm-hmm.
I think Star Wars puts everything on the fact that no matter what, people will always want to know this story. So they just stick to what they know. They know what works. The Skywalker family drama. And they're just going to retell the same story over and over and over again in different renditions. And yeah, at the end of the day, we're still going to go and watch it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you know, at the end of the day, the droid still saves the day.
It's all about the droid. It really is.
It really is. Like, R2 will always come to their rescue at the right moment. And this movie was BB-8, you know? He would, you know, short circuit some couple of stuff to make things happen. And it happened at the right moment, at the right time, at the exact thing that they needed it to be. And it was just like, I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. But I also recognize that I've seen this before.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't leave feeling like, I can't wait to see what they do next. I left more like, now how are they going to explain that? Like, they're going to stuff it all into one movie? That's what they're going to do now? Because that's what I feel like they got to do. I didn't know Leia could fly through space.
When she's dead.
That would have been a fine way to say, like, she died. We lost our leader.
Yeah.
You know, considering that Carrie Fisher also, it won't, you know, it's not with us anymore. That would have, I was like, oh, well, that's how they did it. Yeah, that's pretty epic. That sucks. Like, that's, everything's, they've really lost this time.
Yeah.
And so I left this movie feeling like they really lost. There's really nothing to talk about anymore. Mm-hmm. They just should be happy they're alive. They're alive. And like you said, move.
Yeah.
Let's just move. We're not going to win. You're not winning. You're never winning. Even when you won, you apparently didn't win.
It just seemed like a repetitive move. Yet, no progression.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved the fight scene between Rey and Kylo, and then when they teamed up, that was incredible.
It was a cool scene.
I loved
those. And red was a theme.
Yeah, red was definitely a theme. I loved when they were on the mining planet and they were fighting all of the First Order was trying to penetrate their fortress. I loved those scenes. Like, there wasn't a part of the movie that I didn't enjoy. It's when I put it all together and there wasn't a resolution
or explanation.
The pieces didn't fit for me.
Yeah.
And that's where it's not that I didn't enjoy the experience.
Right.
It's just that, spoilers, they kill Snoke. Kylo kills Snoke in protecting Rey. He's commissioned to execute Rey and completely fulfill his training.
That was a cool, though. That was a very cool, because there is no way that you can escape Snoke and his ability of knowing your every move, right? But it was crazy how Kylo was doing exactly what Snoke knew he was doing, but without the knowledge that he was doing it against him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because he had the lightsaber in front of Rey and he was turning it, but he was in fact turning it towards Snoke so that he can impale him.
Right.
At the throne.
Right.
And it was a very Star Wars intellectual thing to do, you know? Like, that's a very Batman thing to do.
Here we go, where, Batman. Always back to Batman.
I'm just saying, like, he overrode the program. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He beat it.
Yeah, he beat the system.
Exactly.
By doing, yes.
And
yes,
I thought
yes.
It was done in a very...
That was good.
It was very well done.
But who was Snoke? He was just some disfigured guy that... From where did he come from? How did he assume this throne and get people to follow and listen to him? Just give me something.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not saying that I could write it better. I just need the reason. Like, he is Palpatine. Palpatine didn't actually die. When he fell down that pit, he got extremely disfigured. This is where what he's left. That's fine. Okay. I'm good. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I know that might be predictable. I know you want a surprise.
I didn't know he was a real thing. I thought he was going to be some supreme... holograph,
like a Wizard of Oz,
something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I saw him, I'm like, oh, he's just a skinny guy.
Yeah, like he
that's it. A skinny guy in a gold robe.
Yeah,
as Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
that's
who he is. He's Hugh Hefner.
I'm like, all right, that's who amazing. We're all afraid
he's
of.
Hugh Hefner.
I was more afraid of his Red Army than of him, to be honest.
Yeah,
like they had some really cool weaponry on that.
That was a great fight. Like. It was so good.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things in this movie that were so good. And it just, I felt like, well, what was the point of it when it all came together? I almost felt like...
Yeah, oh, it's a huge question mark, this movie.
The biggest thing for me was that Kylo is still a baby. And he's willing to, like, he assumed power once and for all.
He's a baby, but he can't... He can't own, he doesn't take onus for what he actually wants to do. You know what I mean? Like, when he was going after the main ship, when he realized his mother's presence, he didn't take the shot. It was only after someone else did it was he, yeah, all right, let's go. You know what I mean? So he took on, like, ready my ship, let's go, follow me. But
right.
He pussied out when he... came up to the fact that, oh, my mom is on that ship and I'm going to end up potentially hurting her until someone else overrode that thought. And then all of a sudden he had balls to stand on, right?
Yeah. Like,
it was just, I mean, I understand that kind of plays on the conflict issue that he has internalized.
Right.
But you're right. Like, he's just this wimpy... You know,
listen.
He throws a tantrum and that's it.
I agree.
He's just a bratty kid.
He's
not the bad guy. He's just a bratty kid. That's how I see him.
But I gotta say, Daff J, when and Shane Aaron brought this up, is that guy, Adam Driver, took his shirt off in this movie. That guy was jacked. I did not know Kylo Ren had the shoulders and the pecs and the arms that he had. Were you impressed by that physique
no.
of his? You weren't impressed?
No.
No?
No.
You still think he's lame?
He has the face of a douchebag. He does, though. And every other movie that I unintentionally stumbled upon and he was in there, he played a douchebag. He literally has that look.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then he plays out the... The whole, like, I liked it when Snoke told him, like, you're just a child. You're just a spoiled little brat and take that ridiculous mask off kind of thing. Like, I liked it. He put him in his place. Like, he was just completely, like, just a pain in my ass. Like, I'm right already. And then when he realized that his, you know, to the death fight with Luke Skywalker wasn't really... He was just like,
ah. I'm really happy. I'm really happy that
he was like that
illusion.
Kid in aisle 5 throwing a tantrum. And I just felt like throwing a melon at his head. And like, get it together, man. Like, he was just annoying through this whole movie. He was just annoying, pouty, and just like, because he didn't get his way. You know what I mean? I mean, it just seemed pointless, this movie. It seemed pointless. There was so much going on, and they raised questions that I didn't have. It was just, I didn't,
They didn't answer anything. They just created more.
Heck, if you just said that Kyle, that Rey had no parents and she was just an orphan, okay, she's an orphan. That's it. But you guys made it a thing in the last movie. You make it a thing in this movie to then tell me that she, that it meant nothing. Then why even talk about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why bring in the guy with the violet pendant if in the end I'm not really going to see what he's really all about? If it was really him or not. Mm-hmm. I still don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the whole purpose of Finn and Rose's journey was so that someone could double cross them.
And then Finn and Rey only were on screen together at the very end.
Yeah.
They didn't even, this camaraderie, this relationship that was built in the first movie wasn't even explored in the second.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I liked Rose.
I did too, but.
But that doesn't mean that you can't explore more relationships with.
I just didn't feel she really had a reason to be there.
She didn't. But they had to fill the Rey spot. There was a void because Rey wouldn't be there. Was there a production conflict where they couldn't be on the same screen at the same time? So they had to put in someone else to kind of fill in that space? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it just seemed so.
I would have liked them to have accomplished something. I would have liked them to have accomplished something.
No one accomplished anything. Not even to break the alignment bug there. That machinery.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason they jumped ship to go to Vegas to get the purple pendant to come back. In the end, nothing happened. They didn't do anything they planned out to do.
When Chick from Jurassic Park finally turned... Oh, easy. You're going to lose the rest of your Baileys. When Chick from Jurassic Park finally turned the ship around and kamikaze through all of them...
Yeah.
Oh, the Dreadnought. That's what they called that other ship that Poe destroyed. The Dreadnought. But she kamikaze... That was awesome.
That was ballsy.
What took her so long?
Because
she knew she was going to die on that ship anyways. Right? She knew that she was staying on that ship.
I'm trying to understand how they didn't see the 30 ships leave the main mother ship. I'm still confused about that.
I don't know if it was a cloaking device. Maybe something I missed when they were talking about it. But when you spend a lot of time with them just pew, 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 shooting at the ship like we're down to a quarter tank.
And why didn't anyone, when they said that they sent out... an SOS. Distressed.
Yeah, no one responded.
No one responded, but they got their response. Explain this to me. Tell me why. Do they feel like they were just defeated and there was no hope?
Yeah.
Like the hope that originally was there is no longer there? Like what is really going on here, man? C-3PO was like... It felt like a C-3PO movie. Like he was there, but why? He didn't do anything, contribute anything. He just gave me statistics for one scene and then he... You know, everyone peaced out. Like, I don't get it. I mean, it was fun and it had cool scenes and it was exciting to see certain people, mm-hmm. but it was a shame to not see them progress.
Maybe with the third part of this trilogy.
Is there going to really be, do we really need another one? You know what I mean? I'm up to my eyeballs to this movie, I think. I didn't hate this movie, but I am disappointed.
It didn't live up to the expectation.
No, especially because the last one hyped up this one so much.
Right, right.
And I'm just like, what?
I felt confused. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I liked it, but it wasn't enough for me to... Like, I feel people are leaving this theater. Now, some people legitimately love it, right?
Like?
Shane Heron loved it. He said it was the greatest thing ever. Which is fine.
Why?
No. He loved everything. He liked the visuals. He liked the story. He liked the action. Everything about it. That's from shout out Shane. I'm talking about you again. But he liked it, which is good. I, a lot of people liked it. But there's like a 50-50 of like
love
and
hate. Then there was
caretakers
on the island. And then there were like... There was just so many things introduced that I feel didn't really have an explanation to.
Yeah. And I think it's what, like...
It's like, just leave it alone. How about we just concentrate on two, maybe three main points?
Yeah.
And bring that to some kind of resolution. As opposed to, Let's talk about her parents. Let's talk about her training. Let's talk about the fact that he thought he was going to be a bad guy, but he felt bad about it. Let's talk about the fact that he killed his dad, but, you know, does he really feel bad about it? I feel like there was so much brought into this story, but nothing happened.
No resolution. I need to know who Snoke was. I do. I need to know. It's not something that who cares. I have to know. Because it makes a difference in... When you watch the original Star Wars, you know that...
And don't they realize... I'm sorry to interrupt you. But when everyone brings up Darth Vader and how he was the dark side's, you know, golden boy and this and that, don't they know that he died...
Redeeming himself?
Yeah. Like, but he's not what everyone...
But that's why they're saying with Kylo Ren, like, you're going to fulfill what he didn't fulfill. You're going to finish off. And then everyone speculates, like, oh, does that mean he's going to be the actual savior? The way Darth Vader never truly, truly was the savior to bring balance to the Force. But
they said Luke fulfilled that.
Right. But when you watch the original Star Wars, you know that Anakin...
Sorry, go ahead. Because you keep saying stuff and it pops into my head, but you should continue.
You get the fact that Vader kills Anakin. But when you find out that Anakin is Vader, you realize, oh, he's been manipulated by the Emperor. Like, it explains his story without showing you everything. You know that this was a good man who was turned bad. Whereas in this one, you look at... Okay, Kylo was a threat to the Jedi Order because he had darkness in him, and Luke for a moment thought, I got to eliminate him, and then I felt shame, which is lame. But then Kylo naturally sees a lightsaber in front of him, he's like, I'm going to react, this guy can't be trusted. But I guess we didn't know who the Emperor was in the original series, so they did a whole trilogy explaining who Emperor was, right? He was just the Emperor. So I guess they're making another trilogy for Star Wars after this one.
Again?
There's another trilogy. So maybe they're going to explain what happened after all the questions. Yeah, maybe that's when it'll explain. I just feel like potentially the third addition to this trilogy will connect everything, and you'll be like, oh, that second movie was so good because now I understand who Benicio Del Toro was, or now I understand the significance of this thing, that these Easter eggs that were there that never got cracked open. Now,
do we really, though, have to have movies to have movies to explain the movies we've seen?
If it's a trilogy, yes. If it's a planned out, we're going to tell the story in three parts, I don't have a problem with that. I don't. But I do think... In some way, they need to be able to stand on their own.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yes, I agree, yes.
But like, Empire Strikes Back becomes what it is because it is in the middle of that story.
This thing has 70% alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. You feeling it? You feel soft.
I feel so soft. I feel so soft. I can't even feel my teeth. My teeth feel spongy.
That's funny. Okay. Let's give it a score. What would you score this movie? Out of 10.
I would say... Maybe... I don't know.
You don't gotta... This is what I was gonna say before. Sorry to interrupt you now.
Yeah.
But... Some people feel like they are supposed to love this movie.
Yeah.
You know, like they come out of it trying to justify.
Yeah.
It's.
See, and you know what? I think even fans are doing that.
The fans do
okay,
that.
Okay, so didn't you tell me that Cousin Adam messaged you and yes. said, you know what? It's Shout a good out to Cousin movie. Adam. It's a good movie if you don't think it's a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and that to me is a. I understand what he's saying.
I disagree with that because even people that don't know Star Wars. And what it's all about, we'll see this because it's a Star Wars movie. You know what I mean? Like, there's that, how do you call it? It's almost like that with, what did Uncle Ben say?
Great power comes great responsibility.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, there's an expectation.
Right.
You may not know everything about the Skywalkers and their lineage and their history, but you know Darth Vader. You knew like Luke Skywalker. You know about lightsabers. Right. You know about, you know, the Force. There is a heavy Star Wars
history
connotation attached to this whole thing. You can't go in there.
Everything in this movie is built around the fact that it is Star Wars and there's rules and things in place that need to be recognized.
Yes.
And you can't ignore that. And when you just add things to it, like, I never knew a Jedi could fight from another planet and portray themselves. I never knew that. That's cool.
If that was the case, then why would they killed off all those movies ago? All of them. Why?
You're funny. You're funny right now.
Why?
You're funny.
Because I'm talking to you upside down.
What would you score this movie?
I'm
going to
give this a 6.5.
6.5 lightsabers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to give it more because it's Star Wars, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm coming back to that, like, oh, you but have to it, like it because if, it's Star
yeah,
Wars.
Yeah, but if it isn't, it isn't.
But at the same time, like, I didn't hate the movie.
No.
But I disliked, like I said, like, why weren't Rey and Finn on the screen together? Why did she go to the island just to watch him like a peeping Tom? Like, what was
her purpose? Are you gonna train me? Are you gonna train me? Like, I'm leaving.
Where does this come from? I don't know.
Yeah.
So why are you here? I don't know. But the person she's talking to most while on the island is Kylo. I was like, I don't understand. My face is so smooth right now.
I was really happy it was a force image of Luke, because if he had gone to visit them with a beard and a haircut, because his beard was dyed.
And then he touched Leia, did he not? I don't understand.
He was fighting Kylo Ren. And the lightsabers were,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's not there. I'm like, that was a good mind messer upper. I can't swear on the show, but you know what I'm saying. He really messed with his mind. But it was like, what are the rules to this? I just would like to, like, I know there's Jedi mind tricks.
And to your, Luke brought back the die.
What were those things?
What was those stuff? Oh my god. I can't speak. But he brought them, but not really though, because he wasn't actually there, but was he actually there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if the die I'm made sure. it there for real, how come Luke wasn't there for real?
I don't know what the next movie's called, but I'm gonna say I'm sure.
And who is the last Jedi? Are we talking about Luke?
Yeah, he disappeared. Well, so no, she's Rey. Not a Jedi Rey yet? Is gonna be the last Jedi. I don't know. Maybe, no, Rey is the last Jedi. Luke is, I don't know. Because at the end of the movie...
Luke is the last Jedi Master?
I don't know. Because at the end of the movie, they did something very different in showing that little boy who you don't know who he is. He's from the Vegas planet.
The broom without touching it.
So it's showing that the Force is going to live on. That the rebellion and the hope is going to live on.
Is the Force like the Green Lantern ring? Like, it just chooses who the Force, they think is worthy.
No, the Force, I think, is like the Holy Spirit. Some people catch the Holy Spirit. Some people don't catch the Holy Spirit. I think that's all it is, right? The Force is the Holy Spirit. However you want to look at it. If the Jedi and the Sith are religions, then the Force is the Holy Spirit.
I have to take NC Bless to the airport tomorrow, and I don't think I can do it.
That's hilarious. I didn't know who you were talking about. You gave it the Instagram moniker. Okay, so 6.5 lightsabers.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 7 just because.
That sounds so generous, but fair at the same time.
Yeah. It's because I was ready to give this a 9.5.
Whoa, that's a little too much.
But it wasn't a 9.5. I went into the theater thinking this is going to be the best movie of the year. I went into the movie saying this movie's going to show them how to make a. Like, it's going to show DC the right way to make a movie. Like, I was in there with like, vitriol, and, like, this is how movies are done. As soon as the credits rolled and the song was blaring, I'm like, yes, right away, this is the best movie of the year because of the theme song and all of that. I'm like, this is phenomenal. And at the end, I was underwhelmed. I was not. It didn't live up to my expectations. Maybe my expectations were too high. Maybe all of the theories that people were telling me were too high.
I think people need to lay off on the theories.
They need to lay off the theories. Because you know what? It's not really... I think Empire Strikes Back put so much weight on the surprise ending.
Right.
For all movies. That's the standard bearer of, you know, the aha moment. Mm-hmm. That really, really, at the end of the day, it's not that serious. It's just a movie in space that really, when you break it down, no matter how you want to break it, Star Wars makes no sense. Okay? It makes no sense. And I'm saying that this, I've only had a little bit of Bailey's. I didn't have a lot like that, Jay. So I know what I'm saying is when you watch the original trilogy, okay, Luke gets trained by Yoda for a weekend in the swamp.
Do you really think it was a weekend though?
If that.
I don't think so. I think it alludes to the fact that time has lapsed.
I don't think time lapsed because while he's there, it shows the story
because
of what Han and Leia are doing.
Because his ship was submerged for a while.
It was submerged, but it shows what Han and Leia were doing, right? So Han and Leia and Chewie and 3PO are trapped in a rock. And they're inside of the belly of that beast on an asteroid. They escape there. They keep flying through space. Then they go to from where they were on Hoth, the frozen planet, to where they end up in the Sky City. It's not a long period of time. It's not months. It's not months. They're not there for months. They're there for it's a weekend. So Luke is with him for a weekend. He's there just for a little bit. Shares a few meals with Yoda. Yoda bestows a couple of gems on him. Actually tells him, hey, I'm Yoda. I'm the guy you're looking for. By the time he figures out who he is, and he tells him, try, do not try, whatever. He's off to fight Vader. He comes back to visit Yoda.
He dies.
And Yoda dies. Luke's a master.
He dies.
Right, it makes
dies.
No sense. Yeah. Because when you look at the next movies that Lucas puts in play, you get trained as a Jedi from a Padawan from when you're in kindergarten.
Mm.
And from kindergarten, you become a Jedi master later on. And maybe you'll get into the Illuminati of the Jedi, where you sit on the council with the 12, with Samuel L. Jackson and Kenobi and all those people, right? It's a lifelong thing. It's not just a weekend thing. That you get trained. You go to school.
Kamikaze.
Right, kamikaze. And now Rey is just a Jedi. She doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know anything about midichlorians. Luke has never heard of her in his sitting there meditating Jedi stance, right? And at the end, she moves rocks.
So does that mean your 7 is going down?
No, it's a 7 because it's Star Wars. I can't give it.
That's a little biased, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'm not saying I'm
so
not...
So don't... Okay, I enjoy... If you weren't being biased, what would you give it?
It was a good film.
If you weren't being biased, what would you give it?
I'd give it... If I wasn't being biased, I'd give it a 7. 6.57. 6.57. If I wasn't being biased. But
you
I enjoyed all of the lightsaber scenes. I enjoyed the stuff on the island with Luke. It's just when it all comes together... It doesn't fulfill the expectation for me. It leaves me underwhelmed and confused. But it doesn't leave me Batman v Superman. I enjoyed it and I'm ready to see what they do next, hoping that it ties everything together.
He's a Guatemalan American.
There you go. You have Benicio del Toro and Oscar Isaac are Guatemalan. I don't know what Benicio del Toro is. He's probably Cuban since he played Che. But you got your Latinos there. You know what they didn't have? They didn't have any Italian people. Okay? How about that? Don't say Chewbacca because he's hairy.
I didn't say that. That's funny, though.
6.5 lightsabers. I give it a 7 lightsabers. I was a little underwhelmed. Anything else you want to close off with this episode, Daf J?
I just wanted to know what he is.
Who? Benicio? Go to his wiki.
How do you wiki it?
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
Wikipedia.
You do not know how to
is
Google.
He's a Puerto Rican actor.
There you go.
No
you got Puerto
way.
Rican. What do you mean, no way? Benicio del Toro.
Benicio sounds a little bit more Italian, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right, I take it back. Well, Puerto Rican. What was the other one? Guatemalan.
Yes.
Yeah, where are all the South Americans?
Oh, pish
come
posh.
On. No,
are you serious?
No.
Now
no,
we're
no.
going to go continental?
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Yeah, man. sun. Get a grip. If you notice, they get a little bit more browner.
Down below?
Down south of the border. His name's
Benicio. Benicio del Toro.
I'm just saying.
That's about as Hispanic as you get. All right, guys. We are going to close the lid on this episode. We couldn't have an
Ecuadorian in
there. That's what it all comes down to. An Ecuadorian. We're gonna end this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully, we're not crazy. You don't think we're nuts with this review of Last Jedi. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. The popcorn was tasty. I'm looking forward to the next movie. I'm a little confused. So, if you've got explanations for the things I got problems with, which is one, what was the point of Finn and Rose doing what they did? Because they accomplished nothing. They just failed the whole time. It was one big failure. Other than them encountering Benicio and him being a double-crosser. I want to know, if you can tell me when...
Did Rey actually complete her training?
No. When did she get trained?
Exactly.
I know that, but that's what I'm saying. Star Wars really doesn't make sense. It's just that we love it because it's so much fun. When did Yoda... When was he able to be Thor? and when was...
That's funny.
When was... Jedis, when they aren't dead, when were they able to ghost and be in different planets at different times? I think that's awesome, but I just want to know when. When was Princess Leia a Jedi that she could fly through? She could fly through space.
When dead?
When did Princess Leia become the Silver Surfer? And just I want to know. I just want to know. I'm not saying I had a I was like, oh, that's so cool. Look at her tapping into her Skywalker blood. Yes, but I just wanted to know when that could happen because they're still in space, right? Like you're in space, you can't breathe. Like you, she was out in unconscious.
She was crystallizing.
She was crystallizing. And she's like, she woke up and like, yeah, I'm Silver Surfer. And then there was another thing that I had an issue with. Why wasn't R2 in it enough? At the end of the day, R2 saves the universe all the time. He needed to play a bigger role.
Him and C-3PO are kind of...
They're just kind of there to like, hey guys, we're here.
Yeah, they're just going along, just waving as they go by.
Oh, and who is Snoke? And is that going to be explained? Is it wrong for me to expect that explanation now? Or should I wait until the other trilogy is announced? That's what I want to know. And the humor, sometimes they force a little bit of humor. Those little penguin bird people, I thought they were going to be like characters. They were just a nuisance. They were just vermin.
I got to say, though, it maybe would become a vegetarian again.
Because Chewbacca was going to eat them?
Yeah.
It looks good, though. I'm not going to lie. All right, guys. Thank you once again. Email me at caveofsolitude@outlook.com.
And just one last thing, folks. I want to give a shout out to all the people in Auditorium 9 at Empress Walk at the 325 show. Good on you folks. You knew when to shut it. You knew when to keep quiet. And you knew when to react. I appreciate it. I think my message is
they heard you.
I think it's coming. I think it's getting out there. And you want to know what? Someone made a little woohoo, woohoo to the George Lucas sound, and one of them said, shut up. And he's like, that's what you do. He's like, no, it's time to shut up. And I had to suppress my appreciation and excitement and salute this gentleman for just calling out his friend and saying, look, respect. Whoever you were, you are the reason why... It's good to see those movies. Yeah. Shout out to Auditorium 9.
And I just want to end off by saying that Kobe the dog walked over with her Kylo Ren stuffy at the end of this episode. So I think she's first order. Thanks everybody for listening. We will be back soon.
Good night.